Welcome to the latest episode of the Gospel Podcasts. These recordings are published weekly by the Christians that assemble at the Hospital Hill Gospel Hall in Dunfermline, Scotland. Be assured you are in our prayers, and we know that God will bless you for listening. Further information is provided at the end of this short podcast. I now pass you over to the latest message recently recorded at the Gospel Hall. Thank you.
Now we're going to read this afternoon in the Old Testament, in the prophecy of Isaiah and chapter 45. So if you have a Bible, Isaiah chapter 45. And we're going to focus really on one verse, but we're going to read a number of verses either side of that. We're going to really speak about verse 22, but we're going to read from verse 18, just to get the sense of this section. So Isaiah chapter 45, and reading at verse 18. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret, in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the woods of their graven image, and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye, and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Saviour. There is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself. The word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return. That unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come. And all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory. Now we know that the Lord will bless this reading from his word to us. As we said, verse 22 is the verse we want to focus our attention on. Look unto me, the Lord says, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. Now, the first question that springs to mind is, well, how can we look to God? God is invisible. God, in that sense, cannot be seen. So how can we look to him? And of course, that's not the sense. Looking with our eyes is not the sense that the word look is being used here. It's the sense of looking to someone, looking for his help, looking in faith to him, directing our confidence towards him. He says, look to me. Don't look to yourselves. Don't look to other men. Don't look to religion. Don't look to anything else. Just look to me for salvation. That's the sense in which the verse, the Lord is speaking here. And he gives a promise, be saved. And so we look to him for salvation, for the salvation of our souls, for deliverance from sin and ultimately salvation to heaven. If we want to be in heaven, if we want our sins forgiven, if we want to avoid the judgment of God, we need to look to him in the sense of trusting in him, of depending on him. And the Lord says, look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. You say, well, that's a strange expression. I didn't think the earth had ends. And of course, it's figurative language. It's telling us that this offer of salvation is universal. It goes out to everyone, no matter where we live, no matter who we are, no matter what nation we belong to. It's all the ends of the earth. In the New Testament, the Lord Jesus, of course, uses the word whosoever. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, says the Apostle Paul. Whosoever believeth in the only begotten Son of God shall have everlasting life. And here in the Old Testament, this language is used to convey that very same thought. This offer of salvation is to all the ends of the earth, universal in its scope. Isn't that a wonderful thing? It's a message for us here in Dunfermline. It's a message for you as you sit in your seat here or move in your home or wherever. It's gone out to everyone. This message of salvation is the great leveller, because we're all in the same position. We've all sinned before God. We're all guilty before God. But God is moving and offering us salvation. He says, just look to me. Look to me. Now, the question I want to ask next is this. Who is the me? Who is the me? And we've read verses either side of this text that is going to tell us about the me in the verse. Who exactly is speaking here? Well, if we begin our reading, way back in verse 18, the me who is speaking is the creator of the heavens and the earth. You just look into the heavens, and we know a great deal about the heavens now. There's a huge amount we don't know, but we do have a sense of its scale, its majesty, its greatness. And the Lord says, the Lord that created the heavens. Who had the idea of having stars? God did. Who had the idea of planets? God did. Who had the idea of these exotic objects called black holes? God did. You see, God conceived of it all and in his own power brought it into existence. It didn't just appear by chance. The Lord Jesus is attributed to this work. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. And you say the heavens are amazing, and they're all the product of God's creatorial work. What a great God. You see, the person we've to look to is not a weak God. He's all powerful. And then you think about the earth, God himself that formed the earth and made it. You think of the beautiful plants, the animals, the creatures of every sort. You think of you and I. Just how complex human beings are. Where did we come from? We were made by God. We were made by God. Look unto me, God is saying. The very creator. Look to me. And God is looking for us to recognize that he's the one who brought what we see and what we experience every day, he brought it into existence. And he says, I'm the Lord and there's none else. But then the next thing we learn in our passage about the me is that this God who created the universe has spoken. And so in verse number 19, the Lord says, I have not spoken in secret. In a dark place of the earth, I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. And so the God who's created the universe and the God who has made the earth and the God who made us is a God who has spoken to us. He's communicated his mind to us. And in this verse, the message that God has for us is captured just in three words. Seek ye me. Seek me. We can reduce it to two. You see, God wants us to find him. God wants us to have a relationship. The very word idea of seek ye me, of course, implies that there is a distance. Something has come in to separate man and God, and that something is sin. But God is saying to each one of us, seek me. You see, that's why this matter of salvation is to be a priority for us. It's not something that we're going to fall into or drift into. There's going to have to be a crisis point. There's going to have to be a conversion experience. We're going to, like the Thessalonians, we're going to have to turn to God from idols, to serve the living and the true God. We are to look specifically to him for salvation, our Lord Jesus Christ. And the call of God to us today is this: seek me. Of course, we can seek lots of things. Lots of things that are legitimate. But above everything else, this is the message from the throne of God to each one of us. Seek me. Seek me. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, we learn later on in chapter 55. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Hosea's message to us in Hosea 10 is this: it is time to seek the Lord. And the message from God to each one of us this afternoon is we are to seek him. This is to be our priority. This is to be our focus. Seek me, the Lord says. And so we're learning about the me in our verse. He's the creator. He's the God who has communicated. He's spoken to us. But what kind of God is he? Well, we read in verse number 21, he's a just God and a savior. And there's none beside me. And so what we're now learning is something about the character of God. God is righteous. And what that means for us is that God has to be true to himself. That means he will not ignore our sin. He will not just sweep it, as it were, under the carpet or turn a blind eye to it, we might think. A God who is righteous must deal with sin. And that's where the cross comes in. That's where the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus comes in. Because it was there at the cross that the Lord Jesus gave himself a sacrifice for sins. He laid down his life, a holy and a perfect life. He gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age. Christ died for our sins. Why was that important? It means that he bore the judgment for us, so that God can be just. And yet he can be the justifier of them that believe in Jesus. God is just. And let us be clear. God will not make an exception for me. What do I mean by that? What I mean is simply this. God has made the way of salvation plain. We are to look to him. But people who do not look to him will suffer the consequences of their rebellion and unbelief. God is just. We deal with a righteous God. And yet we deal with a God who is a saviour God. He's the God who has provided salvation. And that salvation, of course, is in the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the way that Paul writes to Timothy in his first letter. God our saviour. The God who has sent his Son to be the saviour of the world. What a wonderful presentation. What a wonderful fact that the God who calls upon us to look to him is the saviour. And in particular, of course, he has sent his Son to be the saviour of the world. And the Lord Jesus says, come unto me. All ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Really what the Lord Jesus is saying in the language of Isaiah 45, look to me. Don't look to yourself. You can't save yourself, but I can save you, says the writer to the Hebrews. He is able to save to the uttermost all that come unto God by him. Look unto me. Now in that verse, if you read to the end of the verse, There is a name God that is used. He says, for I am God. There is none else. And our English translation of the Bible kind of masks the true meaning of this name God. It's a very simple word. It just has two letters in it, E-L-L. But that name in the Hebrew language has a great meaning. It's presenting God as the mighty one, the first cause of all. So the one who's calling upon us to look to him, he's the mighty one. He's the first cause of all. He's the reason why there is a universe. He's the reason why there is you. And he says, look to me. I'm the mighty one. I wonder if you're prepared to take God at his word, the Lord Jesus at his word. I wonder whether you're prepared to look to him. He is able to save to the uttermost all that come unto God by him. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I love the illustration of that we find in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14. And Peter is in a boat in a storm. And the Lord Jesus comes to the disciples walking on the sea. And Peter gets out of the boat and starts walking on the sea. An extraordinary thing. And then he begins to see the waves. And he has doubts. And he begins to sink. And he calls out to the Lord Jesus, Lord, save me. And the Lord Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him. He is able to save. The Lord says, look to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. Why? For I am the mighty one and there is none else. I wonder who you are. What are you trusting in? Who are you trusting in? I hope it's the one who is described by the me of Isaiah 45 and 22. Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. God has provided salvation in his Son. The Lord Jesus has come. You know the story well. He's been to the cross. He died. He was buried. He rose again. After 40 days, he ascended back to heaven, and that's where he is, seated at God's right hand, a living Saviour. And as it were, he says to us this afternoon, look to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. Be saved. You know, there's a certainty in the words of God. It doesn't say, look to me and you might be saved. Look to me and there might be a possibility that you'll be saved. No, look to me and be saved. And this is one of the wonderful things about the gospel message. It brings assurance and certainty in an uncertain and unstable world. The simple truth is this, that every single one of us are just one breath from eternity. That is the reality of it. Just one breath. And God holds that breath in his hand. But he gives to us the opportunity of becoming saved, of being rescued from our sins. That's why Jesus is called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And he gives to us words of assurance and so that we can have confidence and look to the future with hope. Look to me, be saved. Be ye saved. This is individual. This is personal. Yes, you might be sitting amongst people who are all trusting in the Lord Jesus, but what about you? Be ye saved. Be you saved. This is a message that is personal to every single one of us. Now, in the last few minutes, we just want to continue down our chapter a little bit. And in verse 24, someone who has looked to the Lord and is saved now, gives a confession. They give their testimony. And what's their testimony? In the Lord have I righteousness and strength. That's the testimony of a person who has done what verse 22 says. They've looked to God for salvation. They've looked to the Lord for salvation and they're saved. And now they give their testimony in verse 24 and they say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. You see, my own righteousness is no good. Isaiah will tell us it's as filthy rags. But in Christ, I have righteousness. Paul puts it like this in the New Testament in 2 Corinthians, that we have been made the righteousness of God in him. You see, to be right with God and to be fit for heaven is not something I can accomplish myself, but it's something God will grant to me and bring me into the good of by bringing me into union with Christ. In the Lord have I righteousness and strength. Maybe you would love to be a Christian. Maybe that life appeals to you. Maybe the hope of heaven appeals to you, but you know your weakness. You know that you are prone to sinning. But we all are. But here is the testimony of someone who says, in the Lord have I strength. The Lord strengthens us. You receive the gift of the Holy Spirit indwelling, who enables you to live a life that is pleasing to God. And so here is an individual who has looked to the Lord in faith and been saved. But they're not saying to themselves, well, I'm saved because I'm better than my neighbor. And I can do anything I want because I've got strength. No, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. And so this is the message of the gospel. The mighty God, the creator, the God who has spoken and calls upon us to come to him. He says, look to me. Look to me. And be saved. All the ends of the earth. For I am the mighty one. I am God. And there is none else. The Bible makes very exclusive claims. We live in a world that thinks that there are many ways to heaven. That is a lie from the devil. The teaching of the Bible is consistent. There is one way to heaven. And the Lord Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. I am the good shepherd. I am the bread of God. I am the resurrection and the life. There is none beside me. There is none else. And so God, in his wondrous grace and love for us, has provided a way of salvation. He's not provided us multiple ways of salvation and we get to choose which one we prefer. The Father sent the Son to be the Saviour of the world. Only one Son, only one Saviour, only one way. Dear soul, this afternoon, would you listen to the call of God? Would you listen to the invitation of God? Seek me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. There are people in the context of this passage, and they don't look to God. They look to gods of their own creation, their idols. They look to gods who cannot save them, that cannot even hear them. But this afternoon, we point you to the one true God. And we point you to his Son, the Lord Jesus. And we close just with these words again of this text. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Shall we pray? Thank you.
Thank you once again for taking the time to listen to this, the latest episode in the Gospel Podcast series. We trust that God will bless you for listening. And if you've not already done so, that you would take this opportunity to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for the eternal salvation of your precious soul. If you would like further information, or indeed a free personal copy of God's Word, the Bible, you're welcome to contact us. Full contact details can be found on our website, www.hospitalhillgospelhall.org. May God bless you, and goodbye for now.